I'm going to say that if I ask that question to all of you this morning about whether saying goodbye is easy or hard, most of you would not have had the same answer that Hope had. That it's not easy to say goodbye. We talked about this a little bit on Tuesday night during our prayer group, and as you can see in the bulletin, there's a different scripture and a different title in there. But since Thursday, I just felt like this was the message for us today instead, from John 14, John chapter 14. John chapter 14 is part of Jesus' long goodbye and see you later conversation that he has with his disciples. In John 13, we find the story of the Last Supper, right? So that's part of this long goodbye. Jesus washes his disciples' feet. He teaches them about being a servant. He tells them that one of them is going to betray him, and he gives them instructions on how to remember him through communion and through the celebration of the Last Supper. And John 14, which I will read, I think almost the whole thing this morning, is Jesus' conversation again with his disciples, in which he says goodbye to them, right? In which he says, "I'll see you later." And I sometimes forget, and maybe you do too, that Jesus really did not have much time with his disciples. He wasn't really in ministry very long. And the Gospels don't record much of Jesus' life from birth until age 30-ish, where he starts his ministry by being baptized by John. And then about 3 years later, three short years later, his earthly ministry is at an end. And when Jesus knew that his ministry was coming to an end, he started telling his disciples that he was going to suffer and die. He started to tell them he's going to rise again. And here in chapter 14, he comforts them. And he says, "Goodbye, but I'll see you later." And he lets them know the gift of the Holy Spirit that would continue the communication between them and the Father and would be their guide. So if you have your Bibles, open to John 14. If you don't have your Bibles, that's fine. If you have your phone, that's fine. If you have, if you don't have anything with you today, that's fine. Just close your eyes and or listen as carefully as you can as I read. And I have interspersed a few little comments in between, so I'll try to let you know which ones are the verses from the Bible. John 14, verse 1. Jesus says to his disciples as part of his goodbye, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place I am going." Jesus says to them in these verses, "I have to go, but I will see you later. Our relationship is going to change, but I will be there. Your connection to God, your connection to me, will still be there. And I have a reason why I'm going. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And don't worry, you know the place where I'm going." But in verse 5, Thomas says to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way?" And Jesus answers in verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So Jesus says, "You already know the Father. I've already shown you the way. I've already shown you the truth. And I already have shown you life just by being here with you. I'm not just the way to the future destination. I am the way to a relationship with the Father. You already know me. We have been together for 3 years. So when Thomas says, we don't know where you're going, Jesus says, we've been going. We're on our way. I am the way. The way is the relationship with God. Verse 7, Jesus says, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you for such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. In these verses, Jesus says, remember what I've done. Make the connection between me and the Father. Make the connection that we are one. Make the connection that all these things that I have done under the authority of the Father. Jesus says, remember the miracles, remember the teachings, remember what we have done together, the healings, the feeding of the 5,000, the bringing of the kingdom and repentance to our hearts and minds. Remember, part of Jesus saying goodbye to his disciples was to remind them of what they had done together and to encourage them to use those memories as part of their connecting God and Jesus together, as part of their growing in belief. Verse 12 says, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things in my name, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. And in verses, in Jesus' goodbye, in his see you later, he says, continue the work. I'm not going to be here, but I'm expecting you. I'm expecting you to continue the ministry. And do it because I'm going to the Father. Do it in spite of the fact that I'm not going to be here with you. Because the power of my name, Jesus says, the name of Jesus, the name of the risen Jesus. Do these things. Do these greater things. Because it honors and glorifies God. And Jesus, goodbye and see you later, he is encouraging his disciples to continue the work that he has already started. In verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he lives in you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. And whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Hear these words of Jesus. He's saying goodbye. He's saying see you later, but he's also giving them instructions on how to carry on, how to continue to love, how to continue to keep God's commandments. And he says, I have to go. But I'm going to ask the Father to send you an advocate, a comforter, to help you and be with you forever. I have to go physically, but the Spirit of Truth, who will help you know that I am in the Father. The Spirit of truth will come and will help you to know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. It's that idea, right, that when people leave, when people pass away, when people go somewhere else, that we carry still those people in our hearts. And this comes from Jesus, right? This comes from this goodbye that Jesus says to his disciples, that the Spirit of truth will continue, Jesus said, to be in you. It's going to be something that's not just outside, but it's inside. It's part of you. Verse 22, then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" And Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home in them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all the things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." And there's a lot. There's so much in this wonderful goodbye and see you later conversation with Jesus. He's blessing them, right? He's blessing them with peace. He's blessing them with strength. He's blessing them with vision. He's blessing them with the promise of the Holy Spirit. And I wish that I had studied this or made this connection earlier in my life, to help me pattern my goodbyes and see you laters after Jesus. And you might need to take some time with this scripture and study it a little bit more. There's a lot in there that I did not mention yet this morning. With Jesus, it's always see you later. And I hope that the girls heard that this morning, right? It's always see you later. Maybe not on this earth, but always in heaven. And again, on Tuesday night, we talked a little bit about this. As a missionary kid, and I think Eloise's experience was similar, I moved constantly, and I was always having to say goodbye to friends and places and countries and family. And often I knew that my goodbye did not mean see you later. At least not in this world. And as I grew older, as a follower of Christ, I did learn, right, that most of our goodbyes are see you laters, especially to people who believe in Christ, because you will see them again, maybe not on this earth, but in eternity. But goodbyes still hurt, and they, for as a young person, as a child, they felt very final. And I remember often hiding until the last minute so I wouldn't have to say goodbye. I just read my book or did something else and then just tried to sneak off because it hurt too much, right? It hurt too much to say goodbye. But as an adult, I have learned to be present and loving in the moment in my relationships. That's why, for me, when I come into a place, I'm always like 100% in. I'm in it because I know that there's no guarantee that my time someplace is going to be long, right? And so we have to learn to be that way, right? We have to learn that even though we know we have to say goodbye to people, that we have to also love fully and be present to people in the moment. I was thinking about Andrew this morning, talking about his dad, right? I mean, one moment, he's like, what's happening to me? Andrew said, what's happening to me, right? He's experienced so much loss. And what that can teach us, right, is to say those things that we need to say to people, right? And I think, Andrew, you did have opportunity to talk to your brother and talk to him and say the things you needed to say to him. It hurts so much worse when, like in Kathy and Dan's situation, where it's so sudden that you don't get a chance, right, to say goodbye. That there's just so, it's just so much harder. But my point is that I have had to discipline myself not to fear the goodbye, but to allow myself just to feel the sorrow and purposely bless people as they leave or as I leave. That's what Jesus did here, right? He told his disciples, I'm leaving, but I'm coming back. I'm leaving, but I want you to continue this ministry. I'm leaving, but I'm sending this comforter to be with you. He didn't try to, and he did comfort them, right? He talked about do not let your hearts be troubled, and he did bless them as he left. But I think that he also allowed his disciples. We can see he also allowed his disciples to push back and ask questions, right? When someone says it's time for me to go, you know, it's okay to push back a little bit. Like Dan did with me many times, right? And sometimes, you know, that's just part of the process, right? Knowing, coming here, right, to Wellspring, I knew this was going to be an interim ministry, right? I knew that it was an in-between thing, right? And you knew that, right? You knew that I was an interim pastor. And we knew that there was going to be a goodbye at some point, and probably sooner than we were ready for it. And we started out together, spending a significant amount of time saying goodbye and see you later to Pastor Mike and what was here at Wellspring, right? The system, the things that were here at Wellspring, we had to say goodbye to those things. We don't just say goodbye to people, but we say goodbye to ways of being, right? We say goodbye to things. We say goodbye to things within ourselves as we change. As we remembered Pastor Mike, we remembered with photos, we shared feelings, we had several services, right, where we talked about the impact that he had on our lives, and we shared our memories of him. And we created a memorial space with a bench outside where that when we walk by, we remember, and there's a tombstone out in the cemetery, right, that we can go and remember, right, and talk to him and continue to say our goodbyes and see you laters over time. And we have, in this year and a half, we have tried to walk with each other through other losses and difficult goodbyes in our church family. And we have said see you later to people. Like Kim as she moves to Maryland. And now it's almost time, next Sunday, right, for me to say goodbye and see you later. So unfortunately, you've had a lot of experience with that, right? But we see in this story about Jesus that when he says goodbye to his disciples, when he says see you later, he gathers them together and they spend time together. And I'm glad that you are creating a space next Sunday for us to be together, right? It'll be hard, but it also will be a blessing. Leo Tolstoy wrote, "Only people who are capable of loving strongly can also suffer great sorrow. But this same necessity of loving serves to counteract their grief and heals them. We love, right? And because we love, we hurt. But it's our loving that helps counteract our hurting and heals us. It's God's love that helps us. And we know, and you know, that in this story, Jesus talks to his disciples, that we know that that Holy Spirit, that same gift of the Holy Spirit, lives within us, right, to comfort us and guides us. And we know that Jesus continues to have ministry and work for you to do here at Wellspring. And that you can, like Jesus said, you can ask for help in Jesus' name. And God will give you what you need because you ask in Jesus' name. And he'll give you the strength and the ability and all the gifts that you need to do what he is calling you and continues to call you to do. And we know that God, in his providence and his goodness, has already provided another pastor for Wellspring. The other day, Julia asked me, do you think you could have left Wellspring if there wasn't another pastor in place? I don't think I could have, even though I knew it was God's plan. Beyond me and beyond this see you later that is happening right now at Wellspring, Jesus models for us that goodbye is a part of everyday life. And we say goodbye to express good wishes when parting. We say goodbye to bless the person as they leave, whether it be for 5 minutes or in a day or 10 years. Or if it's time for them to depart the earth. We say goodbye as a blessing, as a word of peace, like Jesus did. And we know that not all separations are the same. Some are temporary and some are permanent. Some are sudden and some are expected. When we dropped our children, 2 children, different days, off at college this week, we knew that we would need to see you later. And in one sense, it was goodbye. A blessing of releasing them into a new stage and tear their lives into new levels of independence. We had been saying goodbye and see you later since they were born, right? I mean, a parent's job pretty much is to teach them to become independent, right? And to do their own thing and to leave. So in some ways, even though it doesn't feel like it, you are empowering Kaylee and Ty. You're empowering Rose and Hope to grow, right? And to live in their own space. So in some ways, even now, you're blessing them. You're saying goodbye to them. You're strengthening them. And we've been doing that with our sons for a long time. And so when we dropped them off, all that was left to say is, we love you, God is with you. And that was our goodbye. It's nice if that's all you have left to say. If you know that you have to say goodbye or see you later to someone, don't save all your parting words of memory and blessing for the last day. Spend some special time together if you can. When it's hard to see your loved one leave, it always feels better when you know the next time you could talk to them or see them again. Sometimes it's a relief to say goodbye, and that's okay. At the end of a hard task or a painful relationship or a difficult illness, saying goodbye can be a release. It's normal. And is wrapped up with all kinds of other feelings. And perhaps, as I mentioned before, some of the most painful losses are the ones where we don't get a chance to say goodbye, and see you later seems impossible. People who don't get a chance to say goodbye live with those words and feelings and guilt, right, of those things that were left unspoken. And my encouragement is to speak them anyway. If the person is no longer alive, go to the graveside, seek the words there, write a letter, send a message. There's a quote that I found that grief is really just love. It's all the love that you want to give but cannot. All the unspent love that gathers up in the corner of your eyes, the lump in your throat, and in the hollow part of your chest. Grief is just love with no place to go. So let's go back a little bit to the words of Jesus. And let's make this part of our goodbye process here at Wellspring. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe in Jesus. Jesus promises that he will come back for us. Jesus promises that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to relationship with the Father. He is the truth, and he is life abundant. Remember that Jesus wants us to believe on the evidence of the works, the things that Jesus did, the miracles, the teachings, the healings, the feedings, the kingdom message, repentance. And remember that in Jesus, we continue to bless each other through our ministry to each other, our ministry to the community and to the world. Remember that we are called to love Jesus, to keep Jesus' commands. And remember that the Holy Spirit lives within us. I hope that you can make the connection today of what Jesus said to his disciples and to what Jesus' message is to us today. For what we live today, for our goodbyes, whether it's this goodbye or whether it's goodbyes in other parts of your life. Learning how to say goodbye is important. Because goodbye is a word of blessing. Goodbye is a word of peace. Goodbye is a word of empowerment. And goodbye always means see you later. I just want to take a moment and pray, and then after I pray, I just want to open it up for any thoughts that you would like to share this morning. But we know that in you it is see you later. It is a continuing of relationship. It is a continuing, Lord, of hope and of love, a continuing, Lord, of connection through the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we take this word goodbye, Lord, and we just say that we see it as an opportunity to bless. And so, Lord, I pray that you would bless your people today. You will continue to bless them, Lord, with new inspiration through the power of your Spirit. That you will continue to bless them, Lord, with love and care for each other, that you would continue to bless them, Lord, with health and healing, that you would continue to bless and work in each and every life, Lord. When I look at your people, I know that each life carries sorrow. I know that each life carries trouble. I know that each life, Lord, has been blessed by you, that in each life there is hope and love and peace through your Son, Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we just take all this promise, all this blessing that you have given to your children, Lord, and I just pray, Lord, that it would just wash over your people here today. It would wash over this congregation and those who are connected, Lord, here, Lord. And I just pray a blessing, Lord, on them, that you would increase their ministry, that you would increase, Lord, their connections to the community, Lord, that you would help them to serve you, Lord, in ways that glorify and honor your name. And I pray for Beth, Lord, as she comes into this space, into this place, Lord, that you would bless her, Lord, with a vision and heart, Lord, for this congregation and these people, Lord. And we just thank you. Thank you for the promises of Jesus, that he has gone and prepared a place for us, that he has given us the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that he has promised that as we ask in his name, Lord, that you would answer us, that you would help us. And so, Lord, I just pray for your blessing to fall on your people. Help them to know that they are loved. Help them to know that they are called. And help them to know that you are working out your purposes and your goodness and your glory in their lives. We thank you, Lord. We honor you. We praise you. And we look forward to the day that we can be with you in glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So what do you say?
Amen. You said a long week to work on. All right. Very well.
And you made a true statement that yourself there. From day one, you were 100% in. The moment you walked in that Sunday morning, the worst Sunday morning ever, you were with us. That I think for all of us is huge. You were in.
Yeah, I knew the night we met you in the grand hall. Found your way in. I dragged you in. So I knew you were going to be fine. I said, did you have that for us? She's a perfect guy. We both talked the same. So we've been blessed.
Amen. Yeah, I'll have to discipline myself to stay away for a year. That's what the regulations are. I'll probably come for the celebration, but trust, absolutely trust that God continues to have wonderful things, right, for this congregation. God has been so faithful. And I know there's so many things that are still unresolved here, right? There's so many things that we prayed for that's where God's answer has been wait, you know, or no, right? But there's been so much answered prayer as well. And so I'm excited to see what God does through Beth here. Anyone else want to say anything about saying goodbye and your experiences and or anything about Jesus goodbye?
You talk about people saying goodbye. My little brother, he always hated it. So he taught our family, we taught on the phone, usually like once a week or maybe 2 weeks, I connect with the whole family. And we always, everybody says later.
Later.
Everyone says goodbye.
Uh-huh.
He taught everyone to say later.
Uh-huh.
And that was pretty awesome. He got us all to do it. They all do. You know, when I interact with my brother in St. Louis, he said later.
Yeah.
To South Carolina, later.
Yeah.
Always later.
Yeah.
To say goodbye.
I think that's an important component, right, of saying goodbye to people is that later piece, right? I think something that I realized in preparing to in this the message today was that I hope you heard was that goodbye is an opportunity to bless people, right? So the good, right? The good in the goodbye is a blessing, and you will say things to people when you don't think you're going to see them again. You'll say deeper, more meaningful, more loving things than maybe you would say every day, right? So I think that there is, don't let your hearts be troubled, right? Goodbye is also an opportunity to bless people. It's also an opportunity to tell people how you really feel. And if you've sat by someone on their deathbed, or if you sat, you've taken a child to college, or you'll say things to that person that are much deeper and more meaningful because you don't think you're going to see them again very soon. So I think it's important to see the blessing also in the goodbyes.
The blessing is you've changed and shaped our lives over the past year and a half. And the blessing is that, well, I'm hoping, I know for myself, we'll be able to take a little part of Marta in our heart wherever we go forever.
Yeah.
So that's truly wonderful.
Yeah.
You're in here too.
That's right. Right, understand that the shift that we're making, right? The shift that we're making is from pastor to friend, right? And so we have to make room for Pastor Beth, right? But we're shifting from pastor to friend, and we can make that shift. I won't see you every Sunday, but we can be friends, right? But you can't hold on to Pastor Marta, because if you hold on to Pastor Marta too tightly, then there's not going to be room for Pastor Beth and all the other things that God has planned through you. We've done so much good work together. I'm so happy and pleased and proud of the work that you all have done together. And I think, So, see you later.
I want to add one more thing. And you talk about, goodbye, goodbye. Someone passes. Stuff like that. I do these things on Pinterest all the time. There's so many great messages on grief and things. I've sent Kathy thumbs up. And she's not feeling good. Well, I could just never bear to send her this one. It's like, grief is the last act of love we have to give to those we love. Where there's deep grief, there's great love. And I don't want her to grieve. I know she's going to for quite some time. But it needs to ease up. And if I send her something like that, she'd probably say, well, I've got to keep grieving. And she feels that sometimes, like, I'm not grieving. Like she's letting go of it.
Yeah.
That love. But you're not letting go. I don't know how many times I have to tell her, He wouldn't want you to fail.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to have, you know, the good memories. And there was tons for them together. She's got to get over that point.
Yeah.
You know, even going to Indiana, it's going to be memories again.
Yeah.
He went with us every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Right.
That's
why
you don't
want to
go.
They say, and I sort of experienced a little bit of it, when someone passes too, they hold on until their loved one says, it's okay to go.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, and I know I saw that with my mom and my dad. My dad hung on for a long time, and finally my mom said, no, wait, it's okay, you can go, I'm going to be all right.
Yeah.
And then within 24 hours, he, like, you know, he passed. And much as you've been a blessing, and you've been a great blessing, and Janina said, we'll take what you've taught us with us. But at the same time, I feel we should do what, you know, what's good for you. And we do it with only a period of time. It wasn't, you know. I release you to go and minister in other ways.
Thank you.
I mean, even though we all knew this day would come and we would have to suffer another loss, we're happy for you. I mean, you know, I battled and prayed, and the Lord said, okay, I'm taking it. Sorry. You know what I mean? You can't keep her, man. That's the way it is. It'll
be good to see you.
I think you and I became buddies.
You know, be a blessing for others. You know, I almost feel selfish.
Mm-hmm.
To hang on to. You need to be out doing your thing.
We got work to do yet, so.
I'm going to rest first. God's already promised me a time of rest, so I'm going to take it.
Amen.
So.
And you can trust we'll shield path the same way.
I know. That's what's so wonderful about you all. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, ready for the final song?
Mm-hmm.